You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
We are Nick and Mariangela. Welcome to our program, Jesus With Us, Reflections of Joy. Always happy to have you
yes,
here.
Yes, we're so happy you're with us. And we want to thank all the listeners from near and far on this wonderful evening of hope and healing. The intentions are, we bring to the table all of your intentions. And we also pray for all those sick and suffering, the many that we know, the many that we don't know, they are with us this evening.
And so let's start with a prayer. So in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Jesus, divine physician and healer of the sick, we turn to you in this time of illness. O dearest comforter of the troubled, alleviate our worry and sorrow with your gentle love and grant us the grace and strength to accept this burden. Dear God, we place our worries in your hands. Amen.
Amen.
So, why are we here? Well, we're here to hopefully spread joy. And we're going to be continuing on the topic of hope and healing. This is part two.
Yeah, there was just so much that we wanted to say in last month. So we said, let's make it a part two.
And we also are continuing on our theme this year, which is of a new year and a new attitude.
Yeah, it's continuing going closer, deeper into our hearts, getting to know Jesus better.
And being transformed into a new person.
Yeah, so true. So just a little bit, today is the feast day of St. Clare of Assisi, who was a very good friend of St. Francis of Assisi. There's many holy saints, just like there is every day. There's Maximilian Kolbe. There is the Assumption of our Blessed Virgin Mary.
A very special feast day, isn't it?
Yeah. Coming up very shortly. St. Monica, St. Augustine, St. Rosa of Lima, and all these holy saints, pray for us.
And and as we said, we talked last month about hope and healing, and we just had a lot more to say, so we continue on this topic, and we talked about how through suffering, it makes us realize the importance of having God in our life. And it's all about having that special relationship, getting closer to him, getting that relationship, building that relationship with him. And with mercy, hope, and the love of Jesus, anything can be healed.
Yeah, so true.
So there's much more to say, and so we're just going to be continuing on this topic. So what exactly is healing?
So the dictionary says healing is to recover or become healthy again. Comes from the Proto-Germanic word kalhaias, which means to make whole or complete. So it's a restoration to health. It's also the root of the word health. So why is it important? Well, I think when we are healing, we have a sense of peace and we can let the love of Jesus in even more so into our lives. Who is our main help? Well, why we're here today is, we turn to Jesus, Mother Mary, Saint Joseph, the saints, family, and friends.
Mm-hmm. They all play an important part in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And when do we need healing? I think all the time, and the time is now.
When someone asks you what time is it, say it's now time.
And where do we achieve healing? Well, St. Ignatius said, in seeing God in all things.
So we will be talking about many things, some of which is, you know, what have we learned? And we've learned that we can do this show from home, right? There's many things that have changed in the last 16 months.
That's
and this
right.
is episode, I guess you want to call it, 16 that we've recorded, right?
Yeah, who knew that we could do this right from the comfort of our home?
You know, as the Delta variant is kind of around the corner, there's still good news that over 70% of Canadians are vaccinated. And this show is for vaccinated and non-vaccinated people. So everyone is welcome to listen.
And I've also heard that Canada is leading worldwide in the fully vaccinated.
Yes,
so that's something to celebrate.
We need to, you know, take care of our health, you know, going forward, because you just don't want to take a chance. Because, as mentioned, you know, we're in the middle of summer, and I hope everyone's having a great summer.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could see it kind of creeping around the corner, this fourth variant. I mean, this fourth wave, right?
All because of this Delta variant.
Yeah, and the Spanish flu had four waves, right? So, but we need to be strong, diligent, you know, just be mindful, stay close to the Lord, you know, go to church, you know, clean our hands. This is all about purification in some way, form, and shape, right?
Yeah, so we're still not out of the woods. We still really have to be diligent, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, last month we talked about how, you know, sometimes we're really stressed, and some of the words, and these are other words that we came up with, you know, we're overwhelmed, desensitized. Some of us feel numb. Or shell-shocked, or as one of the famous songs in the 80s calls, we are in a state of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a disruption. You know, we want to go back to normal, but what is normal? You know, nothing happens without change.
But perhaps there's going to be a new normal now.
A new normal. This is how we grow.
Yes.
And coming across one of the favorite quotes, I saw this, and we'd like to share that with you now.
Yeah, and it starts by saying, always remember this. Grapes must be crushed to make wine. Diamonds form under pressure. Olives are pressed to release oil. Seeds grow in darkness. So whenever you feel crushed under pressure, pressed or in darkness, you're in a powerful place of transformation.
Wow.
Love that.
We don't know, right? Like, it's like the, you know, a plant. Is it a seed? Is it buried or is it planted?
Yes, you or know, rooted.
Yeah. Is it, you know, like I heard one of our favorite priests, Father Philip, said, in our lives, are we stuck or are we rooted?
Yeah.
Right? And so this is where transformation comes, because we, as mentioned before, it's our new attitude. When we become transformed, our attitude and our thinkings change.
And life is all about transformations, isn't it?
Growing.
And how we respond to changes and transformations.
Yeah, the only thing for sure is change in life.
That's right. That's right. And I found this reflection, which was really, really interesting. So like all the time, every time we go and gather at Mass, we are given an opportunity for transformation each time. In Jesus' name, to be nourished by the bread, by his body, and also by the word of God. So we come as we are. Some come sad, some come wounded, some are broken, some are full of vigor, some are full of doubts, some with lists of needs and desires, and some with empty but open hands. So we all gather at Mass in various ways. And then as the word is proclaimed, the Spirit enables us to hear with fresh ears so that we can take away an insight or end or renew our resolve to be better. So we keep this challenge with us as we go forth into the week ahead. You know, they say go forth now, right? To spread the news.
So we don't leave church. We're sent out.
Right.
Right. To do exactly what you just mentioned, Mary Angela.
And as the bread of life is blessed, broken, and shared, the real presence of Jesus makes our hearts burn within us, nourishing us, nudging us towards a more lively faith and a more devoted service of those in need. So are we taking this opportunity every time we go to Mass? Let's just think and reflect on that. We must always return again and again to find the food that feeds our hungers. And that's through the Eucharist, right? Yeah,
the source and the summit.
So we will always find forgiveness and healing, as well as a motivation to continue our lifelong process of transformation until Jesus comes again.
So interesting you say that, you know, the sacraments of healing. The Eucharist is a sacrament of healing. We have the sacrament of reconciliation. You know, it's, you know, we go to confession, you know, we're, you know, just basically giving up all our things that we went through. And, you know, the priest absolves us of our sin and you come out feeling 10 pounds lighter.
That's right. It's a beautiful sacrament, in fact. And we should be encouraged to partake in the sacrament of reconciliation often, right? Yeah.
Another sacrament of healing is the anointing of the sick. This is a sacrament that is given to anyone in need of healing. And not just, those who are dying, you know, sometimes, you know, and of course, you know, when you see the priest coming, you think that's it. No, it's the sacrament of healing, which is very powerful, right?
And what are some of the effects of these sacraments of healing? Well, the sacrament allows us for the possibility of healing while providing support, love, and guidance for, the person that is suffering with illness and for the family and for, you know, and in order to prepare for a possible death, but, you know, it could be of healing.
Yeah, because that sacrament is not just healing, but it gives us hope of recovery.
Yeah.
You know, and as mentioned, this show is not just about healing, but it's also about hope.
And the sacrament, linking it to the reconciliation, is also linked to Christ's suffering, allows our sins to be forgiven, right?
So some prayers on healing in Jeremiah 17, verse 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For you are my praise. Some more beautiful affirmations on healing are, may the God of hope, comfort, grace, mercy, and love forgive you and help you to forgive others and release them to him. May he bless you with grace and peace, power and protection, health and healing, holiness and godliness. May he sustain you as you cast all your cares upon him. May he fulfill the plans he has for you. Plans to prosper, to heal, to become transformed.
Beautiful. I love that. And may God's perfect love cast out all fear and strengthen and encourage you with the Spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. May God bless you with the gifts and the fruits of his Spirit, love, joy, peace, faithfulness, gentleness, goodness, patience, kindness, and self-control. May God establish you and guard you from the evil one, and may he deliver you from every evil and preserve you for his heavenly kingdom.
May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope with the power of the Holy Spirit. May God supply all your needs, physical, emotional, spiritual, mental, and yes, even financial, because we have to pay the bills.
That's right.
You know, bills add up, especially in these hard times, you know, according to his riches, you know, in the glory of Christ Jesus.
And may the God who heals all of your diseases and all by whose stripes you are healed, restore health to you and heal you of all your wounds.
And may God sustain you, raise you up, encourage and empower you to receive your promise and complete healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So that was a lot. So we have many prayers that we, you know, going to share with you. And right now we are going to talk a little bit more about how to cope with some of the things that we are dealing with during, you know, this pandemic. So we have gone through a lot with this COVID pandemic. You know, it's taken a lot out of us. So we try to stay hopeful and close to the Lord. And in doing so, we heal our bodies, right? So this is the segment where we're going to talk about, mention a problem, something we're going through. And it's just not through COVID. It's also about our daily lives. Because, yeah, you know, we're getting older. We're having other issues in our lives. You know, health matters.
Life,
right,
is full of ups and downs.
Right?
Yeah.
And so the main thing, the problem, okay? So what we ask is everyone to clarify, what is the real issue? What is the real problem that is going on in life? Mm-hmm. We may think it's one thing, but, you know, like, is it an addiction? Is it maybe a mental illness, right?
Go to the root.
Yeah.
What's causing,
yeah,
it, right?
Like, is, yeah, you know, so what we suggest is, you know, talk to someone.
Mm.
Get diagnosed. Reach out. And as Miranda said, go to the source,
mm-hmm,
right? Let's be real. Before we can fix anything, we need to know what's really going out, okay? And so that is something, you know, is very important, because especially now, like, you know, there we mentioned the disruption, right?
Mm.
It's big.
It's been a big disruption.
So what happens, especially now, is that people fall into addiction, you know, be it screen time, be it alcohol, be it drugs, be it food. There's many
all
addictions,
sorts of addictions,
right?
Yeah.
And the answer, one of the big answers, is not, there's just not just one, but a big one is grace. Right. Very good friends of ours, Dominic and Franca, they shared a book with us called Addiction and Grace, and it's changed our lives. Mm. Right. And it's one of the one of our favorite books among the hundreds that we've read. And it all starts with just being grateful for God's love in our lives, no matter how hard or something is in our life, or if we hit the wall, God is there.
Yeah, he's a God of mercy. He's there, right, always present and to help us.
But the thing is, addictions can overtake us, right?
Right.
And so we need to, the key thing, a big thing in the book it mentions is we need a detachment. You know, the only true source of healing, not true, but like a big source,
yes,
is Jesus. So we need, and these addictions block us from living our daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
So the key thing in the book is, mentions a lot about detachment, about letting go, right?
And letting God.
Yeah, and letting God. And it talks about, like the whole book is about grace, and says, grace is the most powerful source in the universe.
Wow.
Right? It can transcend repression, addiction, and every other internal and external power that seeks to oppress the freedom of the human heart. Grace is where our hope lies.
Absolutely.
So that's just a little bit of taste of this book. Okay. The next issue or thing that COVID has done is it's given us
a really bad attitude. And with that bad attitude, what we can do is to choose gratitude, change it to gratitude. And it's a good step to the healing of our body, mind, and soul. Changing our bitterness to a better choice.
Sorry, Marilyn, you said bitter or better. And it's not even a word. It's just a letter.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, that's right. There's just a change in the vowel, isn't there?
You brought up a very good point right there with those two words. Mm-hmm. And like you said, I never thought of it. It's not even changing the word. It's changing a letter.
Letter
can change your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Another thing that's a problem these days is, what has been caused is a whole big disruption, right? Yeah. We just talked about it. There's a whole big disruption. And a way to solve it is by choosing peace. And we see this especially during Pentecost when Jesus breathes the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yes. Shalom. Right?
Yes. And with that breath of the Holy Spirit, it helped bring peace. It calmed the fears of the disciples who were so fearful, and locked up in that room. But what are we fearful about? Is it blocking us from healing? We need to release that fear so that we can be healed.
So we, take a moment maybe after the show and just say, what are things blocking us from healing?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Another thing that's happening these days during COVID is there's been a lot of buildup of anxiety and worry. And what can we do to help us through that? Well, simply by choosing prayer. Let's look to nature. To nature. Go to a park. Go to the river, waterfront. Say the rosary. Be with the nature.
Yeah, while you're in, get two birds with one stone.
Yeah. Because right. I think with being in nature, it helps us be more, meditative and prayerful. And Jesus often did that. He retreated to the nature.
Yeah.
And there's a quote from Luke. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed.
Yeah. The disciples, hey, where's Jesus? Where'd he go? Oh, I know. He went to the wilderness to mm-hmm. pray because he had a lot on his, on his plate, feeding thousands, healing the blind, the sick, and all those who are wounded, right?
Yeah, so Jesus shows us to stay calm and not be stressed. We need to pray. Jesus, always went out, into the mountains even to pray. He continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called the disciples to himself. And from them, he also chose the 12 who he named the apostles.
So we also are very stressed out, right? Because daily life, life is good, but life can, be a little bit, demanding when we have, so many things going on in our lives. We got work, we have family, and it's all good, right? And that's how we need to see it. But sometimes we become stressed. So what is the answer or a key to dealing with stress is exercise, like Mary Angela said, right? And the patron saint of healing is Saint Raphael, the archangel, who intervenes to heal people from any brokenness and pain and earthly dimension and looks forward to welcoming them to lives in heaven where they won't need to be healed of anything anymore, right? And this is our final destination is Jerusalem, heaven.
That's right? Our goal.
Our goal. But till then, we need to work and get better here on earth.
And haven't we been doing a lot of that exercise, right?
Yeah.
During this pandemic,
it's helpful.
For walks,
fresh
good
air,
walks,
and praying,
cycling, nowadays.
Encountering neighbors and reaching out to people that might be alone, right?
Yeah. And that's how we've been dealing with our stress. We've also been feeling a lot of burnout, right? Just being locked in, locked up all this time and, you know, maybe working even long hours. So we're feeling burned out. Yeah. Right. And so what can we do is to help us get through the burnout is to choose to light the flame of the Holy Spirit. It will get the adrenaline flowing.
Yeah, and make sure that you have your candle on as you listen to this show, right? So when the candle goes out, when we're burnt out, we need to light that flame, you know, of enthusiasm, of joy, of
bring
passion,
that light,
which the
back.
Holy Spirit does, right? Sometimes we may feel lonely, but what an opportunity. We turn that loneliness and we have alone time with the Lord, right? Say, what a blessing, right? Because there's just a lot of sometimes noise out there with traffic and TV and screen time, right? That we need quiet time with the Lord. So we can have alone time in the nature time doing prayer. So we can get three birds with one stone.
Beautiful, yeah. We've also maybe been feeling frustrated these days. And so what can we do to help alleviate that frustration? Well, let's choose laughter. Let's tell a funny joke. Let's, watch a funny movie.
Yeah. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
Because the other chickens weren't socially distancing. So he needed to get his own space.
There you go. And we also learn from God, Jesus, he always invites the children, right? Let the children come to me. The lot of the children show us the joy, wonder, amazement whenever they see a new thing.
Wondrous abandonment, yeah. Right? Pure joy. There's no masks or with the pure innocence of young children who are always laughing and they can teach us many things about joy and laughter.
Yeah. And they can be also a wonderful source of hope and healing by just observing, you know, their wonder and amazements.
Some of us may feel depression, and that's serious, right? Maybe denial. And that's okay. You're human. What we can do is to choose the light. And if you see someone who's suffering from maybe signs of depression, be the light in their life, you know, show them hope, show them strength and talk to them, right? And also, you know, when we talk about light, you know, make sure that the room is lit brightly, the people go outside, get the sun, right? That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us,
that vitamin D.
Vitamin D. Make sure, you know what, as a gift, sometimes, you know, don't give it just a bottle of wine. When you go see friends, give them a nice bag of vitamins, right?
Yeah.
Some of us may feel stuck, so we need to choose forgiveness. You know, we need to forgive and forego.
Go to the sacrament of reconciliation, right?
Reconciliation, you know. A lot of these things, every single one of these starts with a choice, mm-hmm. right? But sometimes we're not able to make that choice because we feel just like out of our zone. We're in a whole different world, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, anxiety was a big one, which we mentioned that sometimes it's hard to make that choice.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be the hands, the heart, you know, to help our fellow brothers and sisters when they are going through an issue, right? Another issue we face is expectation. What can we do about it?
Yeah. And sometimes it's, you know, we can't meet our expectation. Well, let's choose humility, right? And St. Teresa of Lisieux, the little flower, she always, she had an ordinary life, but she made it extraordinary.
Extraordinary. Yeah. She lived the simple life to the fullest,
mm-hmm.
right? And at the early age, she became a saint because, you know, she's a great example of humility and she, you know, she changed the lives of many. So there are many saints we can turn to for healing. Some of them, you know, are like saints. Well, all the saints are really, you know, our guides to dealing with issues. Every, you know, if you look in the internet, you see all the saints. There's a saint for healing. There's a saint for sickness. There's a saint
patron saint for many
nervous breakdowns, right?
Things,
and so, you know, there's a saint for mental illness and depression.
And that saint is Saint Divine. And there's also a patron saint of the cancer, right?
Yeah, the
of
Saint
the skin
Perigen.
Cancer.
Yeah. And, I think, Marinza, the Saint Daphne or Dymphania. That's, you know, we hear all the saints, Saint Anthony, Saint Jude, but there's so many, there's like 10,000 other saints mm-hmm. that represent healing and wholeness. Mm-hmm. You know, Saint Maximilian Kolbe is the patron saint for addictions, which we talked a little bit about earlier in the program.
Another saint is Saint Litwina. And this saint is the saint for those suffering from chronic pain. And also there's Saint Jude, who is the patron saint of hopeless causes.
Yeah, similar to Saint Rita, right? And
here's a beautiful prayer for Saint Jude's intercession. Most holy apostle Saint Jude, faithful servant and friend of Jesus, the church honors and invokes you universally as the patron of hope. Please intercede on my behalf. Make use of that particular privilege given to you to bring hope, comfort, and help where they are needed most. Come to my assistance in this great need, that I may receive the consolation and help of heaven as I work with my challenges, particularly whatever it is that I'm making a request for. I praise God with you and all the saints forever. I promise Blessed Saint Jude to be ever mindful of this great favor, to always honor you as my special and powerful patron, and to gratefully encourage devotion to you. Amen.
Amen. So before we go to break, this is what we call the fun segment, and we're going to have Beatles songs in regards to healing. So I will say the song, I will intro, and Mary Angela will say the song. So to start healing, we need to ask for
help.
Jesus came to share this.
All you need is love.
How to move on from past hurts.
Obladi, oblada, life goes on.
When healing is answered, what do?
We twist and shout.
What is a good feel-good healing song?
Hey Jude.
Mm-hmm. So to forgive, we need to
let it be.
Heal a relationship.
We can work it out.
Mother Mary sings
all my lovin'.
In healing, you are not alone.
With a little help from my friends.
In healing, it hurts.
It helps.
Sorry, yes. In healing, it helps when we
come together.
And when we look to Jesus in our healing journey,
here comes the sun.
Here comes the sun. So we're going to take a little break at this moment. And when we come back, we will share more wonderful prayers, thoughts, and reflections on hope and healing.
Thank you.
You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
So welcome back to our show.
Welcome.
Yeah. We've been talking a lot about dealing with this pandemic and the, you know, that we're going through, and we need to really continue to pray during this time.
We're going to turn the disruption into a transformation.
Amen to that. And so what we really need to do is we need to pray that the reach of the vaccines will encompass the whole world, especially those places where medical resources are inadequate. So let's hope that, you know, all the countries where it's difficult to get vaccines, that they get their vaccines. And let's continue to pray for the healthcare workers around the world who are running ragged after months of high-risk essential work on the front lines during this pandemic.
Yeah.
So let's you know, God grant them strength, endurance, wisdom, and courage during these days. We pray for all those who are desperately ill, those that are hospitalized, and for those who grieve of the loss of a loved one, and for those who are physical, mental, and economic well-being have been severely impacted by this pandemic. Grant wisdom to all, even those that are in leadership, that they may discern and negotiate ways to help us aid, you know, get us aid through this time of affliction. And move our hearts to be put to a common good, right? And so that the safeguards against the coronavirus will not be ignored, and that our communities may be restored and revitalized, and we get back to that new normal.
Yeah, new normal. So we need to include in our healing is, of course, Mother Mary. You know, she's the mother of grace, mother of peace. You know, we need to turn to her. You know, help us, Mother of Divine Love, to conform ourselves to the Father's will and to do what Jesus tells us. You know, she was there at the foot of the cross.
Yes.
You know, she stood at the foot of the cross. She wasn't down and out. She stood at the foot of the cross as a source of hope. And she carried the church into the next day, you know, where the next day Jesus, you know, on the Sunday rose from the dead. So at this point, one of the best healing prayers is a Hail Mary. Hail Mary. Full of grace,
the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So we have prayers to comfort me in suffering. Loving God, I pray that you will comfort me in my suffering. Lend skill to the hands of my healers, and bless the means used for my cure. Give me such confidence in the power of your grace that even when I am afraid, I may put my whole trust in you through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So at this time, we're going to go through some of the things that I'm learning from him. Or, you know,
from
God in this time. You know, we knew these things, but we know them more so now that we're going through them, right? That the most precious people on earth are the ones, our family, right?
And the ones closest to us,
closest to us, right? Then we really truly understand that, when we're apart, how much we miss them, you know? How church gatherings, how wonderful they are to first and foremost to go and celebrate the Eucharist. But the coffee Sundays afterwards were pretty cool too.
And we missed,
social gatherings.
The time that the church was closed, we missed those gatherings. Yeah. We really missed the community.
You can watch it on
Zoom.
And it's
so beautiful to be back.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Receiving the Holy Eucharist in person, right? You know, because we can all pray from home, But when we gather for the holiest sacrifice of the Mass, mm-hmm. there's a difference, right?
Another thing we've learned is that, the busyness is, that's a false sense of accomplishment, staying busy, 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 like working all the time.
Yeah.
While a stillness, it's appreciating stillness and, being quiet.
Yeah. And that's another thing we could add to the list on healing. Mm-hmm. So if we're busy or overworked, we need to find that stillness, mm-hmm. that silence, and the rest. Mm-hmm. Even us, when we took a little trip not too long ago, we just wanted to do so much because that's what you do.
Right.
On a holiday, right? Yeah. But it took the rain to fall for us just to simply stop and rest.
That's true.
Just even 10, 15 minutes mm-hmm. really, really just made a big difference in the day.
Yeah. Prayer also can be a life changer. And, we found us now saying the rosary every day, right? Finding the time to make that space, schedule that time to light that candle, say that prayer. It helps us get through
because, tough times. Because, in the last 15 months, we've had a lot of home and quiet time. Mm-hmm. To do the things that we've been meaning to do, mm-hmm. and yet we still haven't done them.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And what are we doing instead of doing what we should be doing? Right? And so, this is maybe another food for thought, some kind of reflection, right?
And if we can't pray during worldwide crisis, when can we?
Yeah.
Right?
That's so true.
So let's we learn find that petty, time.
Yeah, petty disagreements. Sometimes we fight for little things and then we realize, what's really important, right? Time has one direction. And what is it?
Moving forward. The time. And it slips away quite easily.
Yeah. Right. So we encourage you guys, to, especially now, because we're already almost in the middle of August.
Yeah. Right? Incredible.
We were just coming off of Easter and now we're, it's just like, a little gentle reminder that, every day is precious. Right. And, to live it, not as if it's the end of summer, but live as if it was the beginning.
And live every moment, right? Be in the moment, Don't look too far ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Because if we do, then we won't enjoy the today. And like Miranda said, what time is it?
It's now time.
Now time. That's right. So, and, life is short and Jesus he wants us to enjoy the fruits of what he's given to us. So don't waste time.
Yeah. Don't squander it. Yeah.
That's important, right?
Mm-hmm. Here's a couple of other beautiful prayers. Eyes of mercy. Lord, look upon me with eyes of mercy. May your healing hand rest upon me. May your life-giving powers flow into every cell of my body and into the depth of my soul. Cleansing, purifying, restoring me to wholeness and strength for your service in your kingdom. Amen.
So a prayer to a quiet mind and an expectant heart. Merciful Jesus, you are my guide, the joy of my heart, the author of my hope, and the object of my love. I come seeking refreshment and peace. Show me your mercy. Relieve my fears and anxieties and grant me a quiet mind. And boy, do some of us need it. Yours truly. Right? And this is like divine providence. You find these prayers and it's kind of like, okay, talking to me, right? Mm-hmm. And in the quiet time, you will have the assurance and the presence of Jesus with us in our heart, right?
How about this, a prayer for self-care? Lord, lift me up for your blessings today. I pray that you will anoint me with strength and self-care today, tomorrow, and always. I pray that you will grace me with patience and wisdom. I pray that you will encourage me throughout the day to take the correct steps to walk proudly and behave well. I pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. So now we want to just share with you, you know, how to pray for healing or things that we should do, you know, and we were talking about doing the daily rosary. So have a personal and intimate daily relationship moment by moment with the Lord.
Absolutely. How about invoking Mary and the holy angels for their intercession and protection? Have an expectant faith. Use the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. And if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Be open to the Holy Spirit and his gifts, especially prophecy, word of knowledge, and discernment of the spirits. And give praise to God's goodness for his healing love.
So I truly believe, you know, you are what you think, you are what you say also, right? So if we change our vocabulary to good words, positive words, right? These are healing actions that we can not only do for ourselves, but for others, you know, and sometimes it's not even words, it's actions, right? I think, you know, just with a big smile, mm-hmm. right? That's a healing action. How about a listening ear? You know, I think, I was reading or listening to a few priests talking about, you know, when people are going through things, they just want to be heard.
That's right.
Right. And that.
So take them a moment to just sit and listen.
Listen. Right. And, you know, people are going through things just like us. Everyone goes through stuff. Right. You don't know what that person is going through. Are they suffering? Are they grieving? Right. And when people are grieving through loss, you know, they just,
that's tough.
I think they just want someone to feel the love, right? Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can say that's going to help, right? As much as you mean well, like a big thing is just to be there
present, right? And listen. Yeah.
Another thing is, you know, when we walk by, seniors home, there's a couple around here. And we see family members mm-hmm. with their loved ones.
Yeah.
And some of them aren't able to communicate, right? But some of their family, they're singing to them.
Right.
They're praying with them. They're just talking to them. Right? Yeah. So that's important, you know, the mm-hmm. gift of words, you know, and that's what the Bible is. Mm-hmm. It's the holy word of God, right?
Right. Yeah.
And so, you know, you could read the Bible. Mm-hmm. You could read holy passages. You can sing some beautiful holy Catholic songs.
Right.
That's another form of healing.
Right, right.
Right. Because, you know, sometimes.
But most importantly is being present, right?
Yeah, like, present, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, just so that people see you, mm-hmm. they know you're loved, or even holding hands.
Hands, that's what I was going to say. Touching is also important.
The five senses.
Yes.
You know, like bring some beautiful roses, mm-hmm. you know, touch the hand,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Bring music. So they can listen, yeah.
Acoustic, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. These are all.
Our favorite food to taste, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? A little bit of wine helps too, right?
Absolutely.
That doesn't...
fruit of the earth and work of human hands.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So,
here's another prayer for renew my mind, body, and soul. Lord, I come before you today in need of your healing hand. In you, all things are possible. Hold my heart within yours and renew my body, mind, and soul. I am lost, but I am singing. You gave us life, and you always give us the gift of infinite joy. give me the strength to move forward on the path you've laid out for me. Guide me towards better health and give me the wisdom to identify those you've placed around me to help me get better. In your name, I pray. Amen.
So a prayer for the sick. May you be wrapped up in God's love, found deep in the everlasting wings and carried and kept safe and cherished. May the healing power of Christ's breath heal you and help you starting from today. Jesus, the divine physician. Dear Jesus, the divine physician and healer of the sick, you turn at this time, we turn to you in time of illness. O dearest comforter of the troubled, alleviate our worry and sorrow with your gentle love and grant us the grace and the strength to accept this burden and to go on. Dear God, we place our worries in your hands and we place our sick in your care and humbly ask that you restore your servant back to health. Above all, grant us the grace to acknowledge your will and know that whatever you do for the love of us. Amen.
God is all love.
Yeah.
Amen.
So it's been a wonderful evening of hope and healing and reflection. We hope that
this part two has brought some
comfort and mm-hmm. joy, and maybe, you know, there's been a word or two that's kind of jumped out, or maybe more,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And has inspired you, because it's about the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, it's that has gives us the grace and the power. You know, we plan and we look forward to doing this show, and then everything changes because the Holy Spirit comes and empowers us, right?
I hope we've also been giving you a chance to reflect on how we can be transformed into this new year, a new you.
A new attitude.
A new attitude, yeah.
Right? It just takes a small shift, a simple adjustment, mm-hmm. and it begins with a choice, right? And we started, you know, at the beginning that we can turn our bitterness, you know, turn bitter into better,
mm-hmm.
right? And so hopefully, you know, you guys continue to have a wonderful summer and enjoy every day, go for long walks, doing your prayers, and celebrating life and, you know, of course, the joy of Jesus with you.
And so one final prayer. Lord God, in the face of illness and suffering, we recognize our need. We need strength, we need peace, and we need you. Just as Jesus healed those who came to him, extend your hand as that we will receive your healing power. We ask this with our whole heart and trust in you. Amen.
Amen. So thank you to Alex, the engineer, to the Radio Maria staff who makes this possible. Please consider Radio Maria in your donations. We're very grateful for having this opportunity to be with you. We miss, you know, all of our friends and new friends that we've made through doing this ministry, and we hope you keep well, and we'll talk to you
in September. So please, you know, come and listen to our program again.
September,
join us again,
and keep that positive attitude going forward.
Good night. Good night, and God bless.
Take care.
Bye bye.
May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you
You have been listening to Jesus With Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.